Well, great, great to be with you all today. Thanks for having me. Obviously, much rather be discussing our return and excitement surrounding that, but obviously that's not where we are. But good to be with you, nevertheless.
Yeah, always, it's great to have you with us. Okay, so when it came time for decision time, what were the aspects that were openly discussed in the Patriot League? Did the Ivy League have any influence over it?
No, I think, you know, we start with health and safety. And so that's our top priority. It's paramount for us. And we begin there, and then we work backwards from that point on. And so we've certainly, as athletic directors in the league, have been talking about just resocialization for the last several months, really. And here at Bucknell, ours began with the NCAA's resocialization document that was developed by some of the best medical professionals and brightest minds in the country, from former surgeon generals to medical doctors, professors. So we've used that as the basis of return here on campus, and I know a number of other conferences and institutions use that as well. And if you recall, probably several weeks ago now, the Patriot League Council of Presidents issuing guidance regarding a potential return to play. It was just a different environment then. And as we just see the rise in cases, just the health and safety factors, not only for our student athletes, but also for the general campus community. So those are factors as we try here at Bucknell to return our kids to campus and our faculty and staff. And so there's so many decisions, but broadly and most importantly, it's just, can we do it in a safe and effective manner? And right now, that answer is just, it's pretty uncertain, but also we just didn't feel like we could get there. And so that led to the ultimate decision by the presidents to cancel fall sports season, which obviously I'm very supportive of.
Jermaine, was there any discussion of the possibility of fall sports in an uncertain time potentially being played in the spring for the 2021 year?
Yeah, that's something that is on the table for us. Now, obviously, we don't know what that would hold. As I've said a number of times now, I'm as uncertain now in some aspects as I was back in March when this all started. And so, but that, if we can do it in a safe and effective manner, again, we'll start with that. And there's a way to do it in the spring. We're all tasked with athletic directors in our league anyway, with trying to find creative ways to have a competitive season in the spring. Now, keep in mind that we have not made a decision on winter sports yet, and so we have a little bit time on that, so the decision for winter sports will be made at a later date. I say that to say is we've shifted our focus to kind of that environment right now because there's still so much uncertainty about the spring, what other conferences will do. I saw today another conference decided to make the same decision. Others may follow suit. And so we don't exactly know, obviously, what the spring will look like. But I can tell you, if we can do it in a safe and effective manner, we're going to try to find creative ways to make that happen, even though there's no guarantee.
When it comes to winter sports, are they actually on hold until January 1, or is the door still open that winter sports could possibly begin around Thanksgiving or December, at least as possibilities on the table?
Yeah, the possibility is still there, but that won't be made until, again, a later date. And
right.
So, again, it really just is contingent upon, you know, where we are in society in terms of the number of cases. Is there a vaccine or is there effective treatment or vaccine? How are we managing campus here when we return our student athletes and our general population? How are schools in our league doing with that? As we know, we're spread out in our league from, you know, urban areas to densely populated areas to more rural. So all those factors go into it. And so there is a possibility. And again, there's certainly hope. And I think we all, from our campus communities to presidents and athletic directors, obviously our student athletes and coaches, but that decision will be made at a later time. But again, going back to can we do it in a safe environment? And so that's the key question for all of us.
I know from Dave Cicchini to the other coaches on your staff, they certainly understood completely the decision. But still, how tough was it to tell them that this fall it wasn't going to happen?
Oh, it's heartbreaking and disappointing, certainly. And, you know, oftentimes we live in our bubble, but these aren't easy decisions for presidents to make either. And so it's heartbreaking for all of us. And so, again, presidents, ADs, coaches, student-athletes, our fans who want to see us play and who support us, obviously our student-athletes being our most important. And so they've been working hard and preparing all summer, all spring, to come back and play in the fall. And when that gets taken away, obviously that's central to what we do. Sometimes I say, you know, we think about our jobs and we work 40 hours a week, and our student athletes practice a lot, you know, 20 hours a week, and they put in a lot of time, and their paycheck is game day. And so not having that is certainly difficult for them. But our student athletes are smart. They get it. They can evaluate what's going on around them, what's happening in society, and as tough it is, they understand it. And again, I suspect that other leagues will make the same decision.
All right, for you personally, when you know, you've been on this job now for 2 years, obviously it's a tough period to take anything through. But what do you see as the potential of Bucknell in the Patriot League and all sports across the board? Because you've made three critical hires, and all three have so far panned out really well.
Well, you know, I say this a lot. I start with the Patriot League. I always feel like if we just take care of business in our league, obviously we have some affiliate leagues, but if we just take care of business in our league, the rest of it kind of takes care of itself. You know, we've had historically here broad-based programming here with the President's Cup in our league. So we've been very successful in a number of our sports, but we're going to continue to invest strategically in our sports and compete for Patriot League or conference championships, because that really sets us up for what we're trying to do nationally. And so I think the potential is through the roof. I truly believe this is the preeminent program in the Patriot League, and we'll continue to invest in not only winning but developing our student athletes holistically. And so we have a tremendous space in leadership and student athlete enrichment and providing a lot to our student athletes. I always talk about the two things we prioritize are health and safety and well-being of our student athletes, but then also student athlete experience. But there's no question our student athletes are competitive. They want to win. They want to have a good experience. And for me, within our league, our potential is through the roof, and we're going to continue to make strategic investments to make sure we remain and continue to be the preeminent program in the Patriot League.
Without getting into specifics, what does this do for the budget? But at the same time, is there a domino effect in 21 and 22 because of not having something in the fall of 20?
Yeah, I think you see it not only within athletics, but in the broader campuses, and not just Bucknell, everywhere. There's certainly impacts to the budget. There's some things we were able to do in terms of saving, but certainly when we just look at our intake from either ticket sales or revenue distribution from not having an NCAA men's basketball tournament. So there's been several hits to the budget. There's no doubt about that. And so we'll have to be smart over the next, not only this year, but, you know, these are several years to try to get back to kind of where we were. And so, without really getting granular, I mean, there's no doubt. And so we'll look at our budget. We'll evaluate it. We'll be strategic. We can do things to, whether it's minimizing travel and trying to do some regional scheduling, things like that, to help reduce and save some money while we're in this environment. We certainly will. But again, we're not alone in that. You can look across the country and see just the economic hit to universities as a whole, and athletics isn't immune to that.
And of course, there was, you know, the fundraising record total of $2.9 million. All right. How critical now is it going to be to keep those fundraising pipelines available so you can keep Bucknell Athletics where you really prefer it to be?
Absolutely critical. I was just inspired by our alums and donors and supporters. I've certainly witnessed it in my short time here, but to come through in uncertain times when people are dealing with their own financial difficulties and hardship, and to still make the level of financial commitment that our supporters did to, you know, our Bison Club to support our student athletes and coaches, absolutely phenomenal. It's actually giving me chills right now as I say it. We couldn't do it without them. There's no question about that. We recognize, again, people are going through their own uncertainty in their own families, but the level of commitment by our supporters has been absolutely phenomenal, and we're going to continue to need that, and you know, more now than ever, potentially, given our previous conversation about just the hit to our budget. But I have absolutely no doubt, if history is any indicator, I have no doubt that our supporters will continue to support us and step up and help us be what I talk about a lot, and that's being the preeminent program in the Patriot League.
I have to ask you what the experience was like in 2018 when Loyola went to the Final Four and with Porter Moser and company. What was it like for you to be a part of that? And of course, Sister Jean received so much publicity along the way with all that.
Well, it was certainly a special experience, and Sister Jean, now over 100, you couldn't make a better story, a better script. A great group of young men, great group of coaches and support staff. Just a phenomenal experience, and you know, the Cinderella was real. And think about it, and I think I have a good memory, but I can almost replay every single game, particularly the critical moment. And I can tell you this, if you just hit the reset button and you say, you know what, you're going to be in the Final Four against Michigan and have a double-digit lead with 10 minutes to go in the game, I think if you hit the reset, we take that day now, would take that any day of the week and play the last 10 minutes and have a shot to go to a national championship. But just a phenomenal experience, but also it does demonstrate what athletics can do for a university. Really helped put Loyola Chicago on the map, the way the city rallied around us and the way the country rallied around us, and it couldn't have happened to a better group of young men, and so it's a great experience. And you know, we've had some history here, winning in the tournament as well, and we know how that galvanizes the community. And so that's one of our goals. Again, let's here at Bucknell get back to the NCAA tournament. Let's win a game or two, and you know, let's have a great experience. We were close on the women's side, not last year, but the year before. Yep. Florida State had a shot to take the game into overtime. Actually, two shots, but we missed them both. But that's exactly where we want to be with our basketball programs. But there's no doubt, when you do athletics the right way, it can really shine a positive light on your institution. And we hope to bring that here at Bucknell, like it's done historically, but ramp it up even more as we head into the future.
I mean, to do your job, the smarts, the intelligence, but the work ethic that you've got to pour into it every single day are so important. In your experience, what do you lean on now with all the various stops you've made, and maybe a mentor that was critical to you that you draw upon now that helps you in these tough times?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, I've been doing this for well over a decade now, and so there's some experiences to draw upon. And you know, I've been at a number of different institutions and different climates and different cultures and different challenges, and so certainly my experience helps. But also, I lean on an excellent senior staff team. Admin staff, they're just absolutely phenomenal, and to be able to work in this space and come with various experiences and skill sets to help me lead. I think any good leader would tell you they can't do it alone. You need good people. So I certainly rely on my senior staff, and we have great coaches as well who have tremendous ideas about how to support. You know, I get texts all the time from them asking what they can do to help. Anything they can do, they're more than willing to do it. And so just really a great group. And I certainly have mentors across the country as well. But I'm just heartened by my own staff and coaches and the way our student athletes respond. So just leaning a lot on them, because, again, you can't do it alone. And I certainly don't try to do it alone. My team here is phenomenal and help us get through these times.
Okay. We talked about the football part of it. You mentioned that still to come would be the winter sports discussion. The athletic directors are in contact all the time. But when do you think is the next time where, like, it is really decision time, where you have to make one? How close is that?
Hard to say. Again, I think the focus now, at least for us here at Bucknell, will be transitioning our campus community back to classes and to work. And so we have a stated goal of August 17th and to be back here on campus. So that's going to be the primary focus. Our student athletes will return at the same time as our general student body, which is different, obviously, with competitions. They usually return a little earlier. So that's going to be the focus. And then, you know, ultimately we'll assess and evaluate. So there's been no specific, hey, we need to make a decision by this date. It's let's shift our focus to returning our campus community in a safe and effective way, and then we'll reassess here in the coming weeks about what we'll do for the winter. And again, ultimately, it's the decision of the presidents. You know, my job is to recommend to our president, John Brodman here, who's done a phenomenal job of leading us through this. You know, my job is to make the recommendation,
right.
And he'll make a decision not only in athletics but across campus about kind of how we'll operate. And so my job is to give him the best advice possible.
Jermaine, has a decision been made about allowing fall sports athletes to continue to do workouts during the course of the semester, or is that a decision that still has to be made?
So it'll be case-by-case basis, meaning institution by institution, and so we're permitted to do so. Again, we need to find a way to do it in a safe way, effective way.
Right.
We're drawn, again, as I stated earlier, on the NCAA's resocialization document about, you know, transitioning our student-athletes back, not just for COVID-related reasons, but also, you know, they've missed a lot of workouts, or they will have missed a lot of workouts. So you think about other injuries, you think about being in the heat, think about soft tissue issues. So we'll take our time. Again, we don't have competition, so that gives us more time to do things slowly, intentionally, safely. So, yes, the opportunity exists, so we're permitted to do so. We're working on ways now to, again, figure out how we can do that safely, effectively, and then a slow ramp up to a full steam ahead.
Jermaine, I want to end this on a positive note. So we're going to take you back to Soika and Doug Birdsong with this call.
No good! No good! No good!
That's your play-by-play guy there, Jermaine.
He's one of a kind. He is one of a kind. So we're lucky to have him.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I think the world of them. Thank you so much for your time and your thoughtful answers. Appreciate it very much, and I think the audience appreciates it very much. Pucknell's very fortunate to have you at the helm.
Appreciate it, and enjoy the show. Take care.